You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got a great lineup here. We've got a whole bunch of folks here holding on the line. We've got Andre Siana. He's the Director of Business Development at RealConnects. We've got Jonathan Stein from Inland, where he markets all of their properties up there. And we've got Becca Carlson, who's with Carlson Integrated. She helps us get the word out here on Freedom Business. Everybody, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, for being on the show.
All right. So listen, I want to really start out with, Jonathan, because Jonathan, you've been a mentor to everybody here on the phone call. What is it that really is important to you when you're picking somebody you're going to mentor? And then what is the most important thing you can teach somebody when you are being their mentor?
Well, I believe in human interaction, and the fundamentals of that is building relationships and connecting with people. And I try to help people that want to be engaged, and they understand other people's objectives to do a deal, and that's what networking is all about.
You know, that's absolutely terrific, and I know you worked with Becca. Becca, how was it working with Jonathan? What was one of the things that Jonathan really helps you, move on with in your life through the mentorship process?
So Jonathan helped me very, very much in kind of understanding what I wanted to do in our industry. You know, there are a lot of career paths, and early on I was able to, you know, have some opportunities to explore various realms of them. And I often sought Jonathan's advice on making those sorts of career decisions, and he was instrumental in encouraging me in my own business and in some of the nonprofit and organization work that I do also.
You see, that I think that's real important, is that it can't just be on the cash side. It has to be on the beneficial side to the community. Jonathan, what are some of the big organizations you think are great to help people along, and maybe other mentors should recommend to their mentees? I love that word, mentee.
Well, the organizations in the Chicagoland area are CCIM, NICAR, Northern Illinois Commercial Association of Realtors, CAR, Chicago Association of Realtors, are just a few of them. There's also the specific for the industrial industry, ICSC. All these are excellent organizations that put and connect people together to get transactions done.
You know, that's terrific. Now, Andreas, you're with RealConnects, and I know that, you are an online circumstance, but do you guys have the capacity to help people network also and do mentorship and things like that?
Absolutely. RealConnects at its core is a community platform. So we foster connectivity and dialogue between your existing community, whether that's working internally at a company or within an association, all helping you grow and do more business as you go out into the industry. So at your start or at the top, whether you're a mentee or a mentor, about knowing who to communicate with and what, that shared value proposition that you're trying to get to. And that's where having people in your network like Jonathan, like Rebecca, like many of us have, is instrumental. But knowing when and where to talk and communicate with them, that's where technology really helps, especially the RealConnects technology and others.
Now, Jonathan, you're in marketing with one of the biggest real estate companies in the country, if not the world. What are some of the content marketing tips that you are working with content marketing, and I know that you work with Becca on that. What are some of the institutional things that you guys do together that maybe a small business person could take advantage of?
Well, even if you're a one or two man shop or a large company like Inland, which is 50 years old this year, and it's basically the same, that they're entrepreneurial companies that can offer support. So that's what I think would be the best way to go about it, to get yourself out there and network and all these different organizations and out there. And I just wanted to add something about, I'm a big believer in that this is sales is a contact sport, and I believe in the face-to-face. Now, that being said, and Andres, you can add to this, Real Connects is a great networking tool to accelerate this process and open up more opportunities for more personal relationships than you can meeting people one-on-one. For instance, myself, I think I know the Chicagoland market and pretty well known in the Chicago area here, but this is a big country. I don't know New York or the West Coast, and that's where something like Real Connects actually helps as a tool in marketing.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, Becca, what is it that really is a good key tip that you can give people on content marketing just as a starter, if they're just getting started?
So I would say probably the first tip I can give is a matter of perspective. So perception matters. Like, it matters what people see of you and what they hear about you and how you portray yourself in a public meeting or in a networking forum, and also in Real Connects, in an online platform. So how you communicate matters. So paying some close attention to your grammar and your usage and your professionalism, being a professional writer and a professional speaker is really important, because that perception will carry you throughout your entire career.
Now, Andres, I know that you present the Real Connects platform at a lot of different events. What is it that you found that can help you generate buzz so that when you come to the event, people are there? I mean, you guys have a CRM distribution platform within Real Connects, don't you?
Right. So it's a communication platform at its core. So going to an event where like-minded people want to interact, and the key there is like-minded. The Real Connects system is built on a reverse inquiry. So people looking to buy investment properties at Y value are matched with owners of those properties based on that similar interest, that yin and yang search result. So just as you go to ICSC or a deal-making show conference, you're going to seek out the people you're looking to meet with. This technology just allows you to do that much faster, in addition to your face-to-face, to Jonathan's point, because it is all about face-to-face deal-making. The key is to get technology out of the way, let it help you, and then get back to doing your day-to-day deals, because the real estate business has worked and been very, very profitable the way it's always been done. So let's use the technology to augment what works and not get in the way, so to speak. To Becca's point on just your image and your brand, you are who you're with, and you are what you say and you present online and offline.
Well, I'm so proud to be affiliated with the three of you. I guess I'm really building my brand tonight, aren't I? So there you go. I love you all. You guys are tremendous. Each one of you has helped me.
Well, and congratulations
career.
To Nikki Fried over there, Jim.
Oh, high five.
I heard some good news.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, Nikki Fried, my niece, has now won the State Agriculture Commissioner. We helped her out on social media. Hopefully that helped put her over the top. It's really been exciting. And yes, thank you guys so much. You all helped. Jonathan provided positive energy. Becca helped me with the emails. And Andreas gave me different ideas on how to say things. So I really want to thank all of you for being involved. It's really was a tremendous thing. And it's great for all of us in the state of Florida, and I think beyond the state of Florida, as time will tell. So thank you, Andreas. Jonathan, so we've got online networking, we've got content marketing, we've got the blocking and tackling. What I've found to be really important and what Real Connects can really help with is the pre-blocking and tackling information gathering. You can find out who's going to be there, you can connect with them, you can work with them, you can see who they're related to, and then it helps you warm them up, and you can go up to them and go, hey, I saw that you went to the University of Illinois at Champaign, I did in 1905. Oh, is Dr. Gattana still there? You know, making it up. So I think it's really great. I think it all can kind of come together. Jonathan, do you use it that way?
Yes, I do. But I just wanted to, mention that, developing face-to-face human relationships is not old school, as some millennials may think, but the basis for deal-making. Millennials tend to, maybe hide behind emails and Twitters and Facebooks, but nothing is like as good as live engagement with people, and that's how transactions get done. So I agree that Real Connects is a great tool, but you have to bring it to the next level with actual live engagement to get things done, a transaction.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where the positive energy that you're talking about to develop relationships comes in, and not to rely on the internet for all your work, but to get out there and meet people.
Yeah, I think the internet's good for ideas, but nothing is really better than pressing the flesh. I'm working on a transaction right now. I sent a bunch of emails out to a bunch of people. I'm calling them online. I'm calling them up to follow up. It got caught in my spam filter. It got pressed out. You got to do the blocking and tackling. You got to have the hello. Now, Becca, what type of content marketing can help people generate a face-to-face meeting?
So after you've gone beyond kind of the initial developing kind of your own public persona or whatnot, and it doesn't have to be a crazy full-scale branding, but you've kind of decided who you are professionally,
right,
then there are a lot of different mediums that you can use, and good photography, good videography. If you are really, really, really lucky, maybe you can get an interview on the radio with Jim Freed.
Oh, I love you, girlfriend. Not that easy. It's not. It may seem easy, but it really not. People call all the time. It just doesn't just happen.
So, no, that's pure wonderful luck to get something like that, where people can feel like they get to know you without really meeting you in person. So some of those things. So even a website where you've got your YouTube video, your YouTube channel, or your Twitter, or your Facebook, or you know, any of those social media platforms, the purpose is so people can start feeling comfortable with you and feeling like they can that you're approachable and that they can meet you, or you know, electronically meet you even before they do in person. And Jim, in particular, you're an expert at this. With you've got a lot of radio experience,
right,
and you know, you've got great sources and relationships for a number of these elements. And so when you are able to put them all together, then you've got, you know, different ways that people can get to know you, all of them hopefully leading toward that meeting in person, because that meeting in person is where they actually do get to know you. It's where they know you. They know the you that's 5 minutes late to the meeting or that comes, you know, frazzled or whatever.
No, I'm always on time. I'm always early. I'm always highly professional and totally prepared for every meeting, Becca. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just me.
Hey, now, come on. You're the best. You're always organized. I get stuff from you in 1-2 in the morning. Hey, listen, we got to take a break right now. Can you guys stick with me and do another segment?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Absolutely. Wanda, let's take a break and come right back. This is great stuff. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with more great stuff with my good friends here on Freedom.
I'm feeling pretty great. Got lockers on my plate. I love this.